listen for the key word here. again, the password is Terrell.
How do you spell that? Spell this.
Yeah, I couldn't catch. I need two more tiles, Chuck. From the incredible to the inedible, there are some more Wisconsin items that we want to share with you in a story that just went up yesterday at upnorthnewswi.com by Christina Laurie. The food and the fun that set the Badger State's State Fair apart from all the rest. It is marketed as the best 11 days of summer for a reason. The State Fair has a rich history of bringing together people and animals and music and carnival rides and show booths and some weird food. So here, pop quiz for you guys. Not necessary to prove you're a Wisconsinite. What year was the first Wisconsin State Fair? It was within a short time of statehood, but I'll tell you, it was not 1848.
1853.
1875.
Boy, you really thought it took them a while to get to it. No, Kristen was close. 1851. Oh, I thought at least you'd do prices right and guess $1 for Ooh. Me. But 1851. So anyway, about a million people from across the Midwest will come in. And so Christina wrote up some things that are ubiquitous to the Wisconsin State Fair. What are our thoughts on the State Fair cream puff? I'm going to tell you, I'm not the world's biggest cream puff fan. I'm more of a mini donut guy. I don't begrudge anybody who wants them, but you know, other people swear by them. Let's see, how many do they go? You know how many cream puffs they go through at the State Fair?
It's an unbelievable number. It's a factory.
Yeah, 400,000.
Wow.
These things were first sold in 1924. An estimated 400,000 will be consumed throughout the 200-acre fairgrounds. 150 bakers work 24/7. To keep up with demand. And you can not only get a fresh one there, but you can get a 3-pack or a 6-pack to go.
I'm of the Jesse Apoyan school of thought where I don't like cream puffs. I think they're overrated. So
I think that Jesse Apoyan of the Cap Times really thought that she was going to be hounded out of town with torches and pitchforks when she first put that up in the Twitter sphere. The backlash that initially came, but she opened a portal for all kinds of other people to say, it's not my favorite either. And you can't kick them all out of the state. So Jesse basically started a third party in Wisconsin. There's Democrats, there's Republicans, there's people who just aren't cream puff fans.
She walked so that I could run. And I appreciate Jesse for that.
But let's talk about some of the other amazing food at the fair. Everything on a stick.
Yes, right.
Some of the most incredibly weird things. I'm trying to think of what we had last year when we were there, and we looked at it and we were like, this doesn't make any sense, and I'm buying it because it's got to be extraordinary if they made it. And we liked it. I can't remember what it was.
There are not one but two new foods this year that feature insects on the menu. Remember we were talking about grasshoppers in the last segment, that's a frozen drink? Well, hang on, folks. The Exotic Meat Grill serves an Arctic Bug Blast slush. It's a raspberry slushy topped with whipped cream and a sprinkling of edible bugs, including scorpions. Yes, they are real, a sign on the booth confirms. Meanwhile, if you're still hungry, you can head over to All Things Jerky for a chocolate-coated apple that's finished off with edible June bugs, crickets, worms, and ants. All served on a stick.
No.
It's on a stick. If it's on a stick. Okay. No. Back to old fashions. You can apparently have an old fashioned on a stick. let's see. Where is this at? Freeze's Candy Shop is serving a brandy old fashioned s'more on a stick. A whipped cream bar sandwiched between two graham crackers coated in milk chocolate, drizzled with white chocolate, garnished with dried orange and a cherry. And that was one of the finalists for the Sporkies, which is the State Fair's annual food event. I'm not really catching what is old fashioned about the s'more beside the orange and cherries, but I guess I'll just have to eat one to find out. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The champion Sporky this year is the Peño Pretzel Popper Brat from Gertrude's Pretzel. It's a 10-inch jalapeno cheddar bratwurst wrapped in fresh pretzel dough, topped with coarse salt, fresh cut jalapenos, drizzled with white cheddar sauce, and served with a jalapeno cream cheese.
I don't know about you, Luke, but I'm getting really hungry right now.
Yeah, this is the second day in a row now that Pat's just going to make my stomach growl before we hit the end of the show. And
I made clear yesterday the 10 o'clock hour is going to be our food hour, because when you have breakfast at 5 a.m., you are jonesing for some kind of lunch at 11:01. So we're spending the 10 o'clock hour going with other Sporky's finalists that include black bean burrito balls, flaming hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, and then to wash it all down, a cinnamon toast crunch latte.
That sounds too sweet. Now, I don't know if I can.
Yeah,
do
now
that.
Now I'm not so sure if I'm totally hungry. Fair Week isn't only about the food. Of course, there's the giant slide, which has been a favorite of all kids since it showed up more than 50 years ago. How much does it cost to ride the giant slide this year, you guys?
$4.
Kristen?
I'll go $5.
$3, still a bargain.
Oh.
Okay, wait, as long as you're talking about giant slides, because I live in Green Bay, I've got to put in a little plug for Bay Beach.
Yes.
The slide up here is less than $1. 25 cents a ticket, my friend.
Yep. Bay Beach was the Six Flags of Northeast Wisconsin when my wife was growing up. That was their big trip every year, was these six farm kids, you know, piled into the vehicle, headed up to the big city of Green Bay and did Bay Beach. And it still holds a, you know, special place for her and others. We've brought, you know, kids and grandkids there ourselves.
Yeah, there's a great little roller coaster. There's a beautiful Ferris wheel that looks out over the bay. You can see the whole city and Lambo and everything. It's lovely. It's a really nice, cheap place to go and hang out with other people and eat some pretty great food.
One of the things that I really appreciate about living in Wisconsin is that there is the Wisconsin State Fair, but there are county fairs, but then there are some basically county fairs that have become regional fairs and refer to themselves as state fairs. I say that here in Chippewa Falls, the home of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, but you'll also find the Central Wisconsin State Fair. And you know, of all things Midwest and traditions that live on, is that you still get people all together. It was all rooted in showing off the best handiwork, the best livestock, you know, the best, you know, homemade food. And those things are all still there. But then you always added to it. There were, you know, first there were a few rudimentary rides, and then there were very fancy high-tech rides. You had some live entertainment. Now you have big name shows, you know, that come in. And that's even not counting the music festivals, you know, Summerfest and all the other ones all around the state. We have definitely found a way to make our summers, you know, more than fair. And so you mentioned Bay Beach. Luke, I don't know if you have a favorite fair or occasion down in your part of the state.
So I grew up in Milwaukee area. So
Summerfest.
So Summerfest and State Fair were always kind of the yearly traditions. I'm going to the State Fair this weekend. So I will be in Stallus this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. But I also like, you went through some of the kind of obscure, crazy wackadoodle foods at the State Fair. I like some of the traditionals as well, though. Just a good corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. Like they've got the Lions Club roasted corn on the cob, a nice baked potato, and just like, you know, that's the State Fair right there to me. And some of the crazy things, and you split it between everybody because you never really need any of those items that you described on the Forky's list and stuff. You don't need to eat all of those yourself. So you split them amongst friends and family, and you have a good time kind of being like, this is really interesting and I'm glad I tried it, but I don't need it again. One of the ones, though, that I did try that's kind of weird, are deep-fried olives. And they're on a stick.
I loved those!
And they were so good a few years back that now I make it a regular thing that I do get my deep-fried olives. So it's kind of worked its way into a traditional classic fair food for me now that's not just the obscure new thing that was a few years ago.
Are you reading my mind? Because I was honestly thinking about those. Like, my stomach is growling right now, Luke.
I'm looking forward to it. I already know where they're located. I always question, though, because it's never really a great placement. They're very close to the milk booth that Herb Cole used to have. It's a new location, closer to the Expo Center now at the State Fair. But it's never an easy decision whether or not you have the milk before the deep fried olives or after the deep fried olives.
Not exactly a pairing when you're right. Doing pairings,
but they're right next to each other. So like, if you want to be smart about the way that you're walking through the fair. They got to go either in tandem or one after the other. And so it is a little more difficult. What I have figured out, I think I did it right last year. I got the olives going into the expo center and then leaving the expo center, I got my milk. So I was able to space it out in between, and I'm hoping I can go through with the same strategy this year as well.
I'm immediately thinking of the meme where we just do a close up on Luke and there's all these number signs are coming out of his head, you know, punctuation marks and calculations.
And it's just captioned Luke at the state fair trying not to throw up.
I was going to go with trying to decide what order to have food in, but sure, we'll head right to the vomitorium portion of the fair. My wife loves at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. There is a Euro booth where, you know, she swears by the Euros that particular, you know, booth makes every year. People love to come. The first thing you see is this great big booth for French fries, and people love to have their bucket of French fries. And over here on the western side of the state, people are just as likely, if not more likely, because of the proximity to the Twin Cities, to scamper over to the Minnesota State Fair. And as somebody, you know, who spent his early childhood in St. Paul, you know, I can vouch for Sweet Martha's cookies, you know, where again, you get a bucket of freshly made chocolate chip cookies. And then you scamper over to the all you can drink milk booth and try to get, you know, some of that going as well. But you mentioned the corn. And man, when you can get the sweet corn at just the right time, and at the fair where they just dunk it in the coffee can of melted butter, you know, you've lived, and you just hope that the defibrillator is not too terribly far away.
But used to do that in block parties. We used to have block parties where we would like block off the street and we would rent a corn roaster and get an old Folgers can, fill it with water, put a couple sticks of butter in there and just hang out with our neighbors.
Hey, Luke, I sense show staff party in the making here.
There we go.
What do you think? I think we can make this happen. it is sweet corn season. And I think the most traffic I got on social media last week was on Friday afternoon when we made a spontaneous trip to Klinger's farm market, which is just north of Chippewa Falls here, and got some of the first batch of sweet corn. And I put up a picture of this basically pyramid of corn, with one of them having a few bites taken out of it already, a pyramid of cobs, and telling people I was going to take an extra long lunch hour. And I did. And it was worth every bit of it. So we would like to know as well, you know, your own thoughts on, you know, what fairs did we miss? What foods did we miss? What other Wisconsin questions do we have to ask Tim Michaels to, you know, see if his Wisconsin cred is still with us? And for all of that, you can email the show radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. So we have to, at some point here, transition back into what we will be doing for, you know, the next 90 days after this and the things that we will be paying attention to. But before we do that, I want to put an epilogue on all of the election coverage and promise you, like I do every election season, I'm taking a vacation right after election, and you will not see me because I am unplugging as quickly as humanly possible. But you have to be careful about that because in 2020, I did plan that time off right after the election, but it had to shift a couple of days. I couldn't take off like right on the Thursday after the election as I'd planned. And thank goodness I didn't, because we all saw what happened in 2020, where a vacation could have been ruined by breaking news and an election that, you know, was still a little too close to call. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing my scouting out. Kristen, you probably more traditional. Your vacation is planned for the middle of winter, something like that.
I'm kind of an on the fly kind of gal, you know, kids' schedules. So we squeeze
You got enough to do just planning the sweet corn block party for us. So you just focus on that.
Come on.
And we'll talk about how to get out of election season in just a bit. We'll take our final break and wrap up the show in just a moment. You're up north.
Oh boy. There's life in the old boy yet.